Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Listen, you've heard of the Kendrick brothers, haven't you? Well, aren't you sick of that idea? Don't you want to see them individually, like one Kendrick at a time? That's just my preference. And so we managed with some new technology to get Alex Kendrick on the program. I believe he is one of the Kendrick brothers. Alex, welcome.
Hey, good to see you, Eric. Yeah, I'm sorry Steven's not here, but yeah, great to have you again.
I like seeing both of you. I just have to pretend that there's some tension. Listen, you guys have a new film out. Most people already know you and your films, Courageous and on and on and on. But the new one is called Show Me the Father. It is a documentary. Tell my audience about this and why you made this and who's in it.
Show Me the Father is five true, powerful stories all related to fatherhood from different vantage points of fatherhood, good dad, terrible dad, absent dad. And what do we do with that? You know, all of us have a father story, and ultimately God is a perfect heavenly father. So no matter what your father story is, this movie is going to inspire you, help you, and even help you heal. These stories are jaw-dropping. The test audiences that we've been showing it to gasp in the middle of the movie. I love what it's doing to them and how they leave so inspired. So can't wait for people to see Show Me the Father.
How can people see it in case people have to leave or they're listening to this on the fly? How can they find it? Show Me the Father.
ShowMeTheFatherMovie.com is the website. We're coming out in 1,000 theaters across North America and a few other countries.
1,000?
1,000 theaters. Yeah.
That's so, like, that's kind of a big deal. Even I know enough to know that that's a very big deal.
It is. Sony's releasing this. And we we're so excited about it. This is our first documentary, but it plays like a feature film. And honestly, it turned out better than we had hoped. All of the emotion, the twists, the turns, everything is in it that you would want in a film, but these are five true stories and they're amazing father stories. And it's great for the family, but it's really going to inspire men.
So there's no, this is a documentary. So obviously there are no actors in it.
Right. So we were filming this, we had our theme. And as we found these stories, we discovered even more things about them as we went along, just interviewing them. And so we put everything together. And I just love the way it came out. So Show Me the Father is going to point ultimately to God as our perfect heavenly father, but it's going to do it in a way that surprises you. It's going to start with your father story and it's going to spin it in an inspirational direction. So no matter what your father story is, I think you're going to love this film. And again, we were putting it together. I was astonished at some of the twists in these true stories. And so it's every bit as cinematic as any of our other films.
How did it work for you? I mean, to go from, you know, making the films that are not that are fictional to go to making documentary, kind of a big leap to a different genre. When did you decide you wanted to make a film like this?
We had finished Overcomer a few years ago. Steven came to me, my brother, and said, man, I've got this burden for dads in our culture. You know, when a father is in the home, there's a huge difference. If he is absent, it leads more to the things we don't want to see in our culture. Most kids that are on drugs or incarcerated have committed violent crimes, immorality, can't do an admirable job raising your kids. But there is a statistical difference when a dad is in the home and when he's not. And so we want to encourage this generation. We want to encourage this generation of men to step up. So these stories, I'm telling you what, these stories are going to grab you. You're going to relate to one or more of them, no matter who you are. And at the end of it, I think you're going to walk out changed.
And how is it that you, you know, like, how did you find the stories? How did you find the five people that are in the film?
We began looking for various stories that would reflect where our culture is. We found 17, documented them, did all the interviews. It took us about a year and a half, but we narrowed it down to five for this this film, this 90-minute film. And because they were the perfect example of what's going on in our culture. One of them is a great dad. Well, how did things turn out? One is a dad who started off well, then abandoned his family. One was a dad who was never there until later. One was a bad father. I mean, so we have a representation of pretty much every scenario in these five stories. But at the end, man, your heart's going to be warmed. And again, I think it's going to leave people with hope.
Is there any of the five stories that you can share briefly without giving it away or?
Yes. So one of them, and I pushed my brother to do this. When my brother was adopting his daughter, he was on an airplane, February 14th, 2011, Valentine's Day, 2011. He's in an airplane and he was praying with his wife on the airplane. He was about to do an event. He felt like God prompted him to consider thinking about adoption. And so he tells his wife, for some reason, I feel like God's prompting me to consider adoption. He writes it in his Bible, that date. Later, they adopt a beautiful Chinese girl named Mia. And when the way it orchestrated was amazing, you could see God's fingerprints all over it. When they bring her home, he looks at her birthday and it's February 14th, 2011. And he goes back to his Bible, trying to remember, when did I feel prompted by God to adopt? He opens his Bible, February 14th, 2011. So the day she was being born is the day God prompted his heart, you need to consider adoption. He said, I had chills up and down my spine. So it's stories like that.
Of course, sophisticated people like us know that's just a coincidence. We know, we know it's obviously coincidence. There's no God. I mean, you know, this, I mean, what do people make of this? Don't you find it funny? Because I know people that just don't believe, they sort of believe in God, but they don't believe God is alive today doing miracles. Where do you go with that? I mean, that is insane. The guy's praying on a plane with his with his wife. He gets a prompting. He writes it down. I mean, even that is crazy. Like, is this real?
And exactly then, right.
God shows up in this way just to blow your mind and just to tell that person and all of us, I'm real. I want to talk to you. I want to use you. It's beautiful. Thank you for making this.
Yeah. So again, when you see it, you're going to shed some tears when you see this. But when God is up to something, you know, he can prove himself. Yes, he can use us. Yes, we have a witness. But ultimately, when people pray, God, I don't know if you're there. Would you reveal yourself to me in a way that you make it clear that I know it's you? Pray that prayer. I mean, let God defend himself. I've done that many times in my life. Lord, where are you in this situation? Would you show me? And I seek him and he wants to be found. And so that's part of him being a perfect heavenly father. He wants to be a great dad to you, especially if you didn't have one.
Do you have any tips for fathers who might be listening right now on what fatherhood is or what they can do?
This is what I would say. When your kid knows that you love them, their heart is more open to what you say. They'll listen to you. If they question whether you love them or are devoted to them and their heart is closed, it doesn't matter what you say. They're going to listen to the people they believe love them the most. So for me, I want my kids to know you're a priority to me. I love you. I pray for you. I want to teach you. And when their heart's open, they're more likely to listen to me.
Well, listening to this as a father, it, you know, almost brings tears to my eyes. This is so beautiful. This is so important. I mean, look, let's face it, Alex. Fatherhood is the secret sauce. God designed it. God created fathers for a purpose. He created them to lead families for a purpose. And if they don't step into that purpose, the results are devastating. So we live in a culture that has denigrated fatherhood, that's denigrated many things that God says are good and beautiful. And this, to me, this is the secret sauce. If we can take fatherhood seriously as a culture and understand that it to bless all of us, it changes everything. So, you know, normally I would say, man, I wish somebody would make like a documentary on this issue. I wish. And then you guys did. So thank you. I have to tell you, this is, I just can't think of anything more important. It's kind of like every problem goes to this. So tell us where they can find it again, where we can find it.
The movie comes out September the 10th in theaters all across North America and a few other countries as well. You can go to showmethefathermovie.com to find a theater near you. You can actually see it early if you want to see it early. Okay. There's a way to do that. And September 10th, check out Show Me the Father.
Yeah, please, folks, check it out. We're out of time. Check it out. Show Me the Father. Very important. God bless you. Alex, good to see you.
Good to see you, Eric.
Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works.
Once there was a way to get back homeward.
Hey there, folks. You remember Virginia Prodan. She's been on this program before. Maybe you don't remember because you've just tuned in the last few months. You didn't know about us well. The book is called Saving My Assassin, One Woman's Stand Against an Evil Empire. Virginia, I'm just so glad to have you back. Welcome.
Thank you so very much, Eric, for having me back.
Listen, my audience, many of them heard your story the last time you were on here, but time flies, and I'm sure many people, before we get into your book, Saving My Assassin, I want you to tell your story or the basics of your story for people who don't know who you are. I want to be clear that you grew up in Romania under the evil, evil communist dictatorship of Ceausescu. People can't imagine in America what it would be like. I hardly can. But your book is Saving My Assassin. Tell my audience the basics of your story because I want them to know who you are.
Saving My Assassin, my memoir, Saving My Assassin, in fact, my memoir, and I'm talking about my life as a young kid, as an adult, as a lawyer, as a fighter in communist, socialist and communist Romania. So when people will read, the beauty of the book is that I take the reader by hand and they walk with me in a socialist communist country. So for those who doubt about or they are in love with socialists and communists, I advise them to read it before communist is established or socialist is established in America.
Well, that was going to say, this is why I wanted to have you back on, because we are seeing in our time, and many people don't understand what is happening, but we are here to explain what is happening is Marxist ideas, socialist communist ideas have infiltrated the United States of America. And the reason it's happening is people, they're not aware of how evil it is and where it's going. And those of us who know those things, and you experienced it firsthand, want to warn people to wake up. So your story tells your story. Tell my audience, you were a lawyer. This was in the 80s or 90s. I can't remember when you were practicing law and what happened. Give us the nutshell version of what happened, that you're practicing law in this communist country and you woke up.
I remember being 6 years old and watching my parents being politically correct outside of the home and giving up their rights and being whatever the socialist communists ask for, like many people now in America. But also I watch my parents inside of their home whispering how horrible the socialist and communist was. So as a child, I experienced insecurity in that system. And also I discovered that it was a fire in me to find out the truth, why people are scared to speak the truth and to speak up the truth. And for that reason, I went to law school. I want to tell your audience that we all have a job. And sometimes you think in your heart, this is not right. I want to find why it's not. That's your mission. And I, as my mission, I went to law school. What is important about people to actually read this book is to find out that in a socialist and communist country, forget about, you do not decide your profession. The socialists and communists will establish where you go to school, if you go to school, and so forth. I graduated from law school, and I learned really well, believing that in the pages of the law books, I will find the truth. And I started to go to practice law. And again, I want to emphasize the fact that in the socialist and communist system, you do not pick and choose where you want to practice your job. As a lawyer or as a judge, the government decides for you. So think about all those rights will be taken away from you. So here I am as a lawyer going to every single day and believing that today is gonna be my day when I will find the truth. And after a year or something, I came to my office discouraged and thinking, I don't wanna be a lawyer anymore. And I'm not a quitter. But it was to me, it was almost the end of the journey for me.
But it's interesting, Virginia, forgive me for interrupting. It's interesting that even though you were raised in this communist system, somehow you knew that the truth was being hidden and it was your job somehow to discover it. Why did you think that you would be able to discover it through studying the law and through practicing the law?
Because I noticed that some of my lawyers in my family, that when we had family reunion, will give explanations for different things, but they were not strong enough to speak up the truth. And I thought, I'm going to be a lawyer and I'm going to defend the truth. Well, before I became a lawyer, but one of my clients, who was so different than anybody else, invited me to church. And at church, I heard the pastor opening the Bible and saying, Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except to me. And in that quiet church, imagine that somebody will say, what? Because finally, somebody said to me, Virginia, I am the truth. And I accepted Christ, and I understood that Christ put in my heart the fire to find the truth, to find him. And also he put in my life the desire to defend Christians persecuted by the communist system.
Okay, so we have to be clear that this is, what was this, the 80s or the 70s? Because I know it's quite some time ago, but yes. You... I want to be clear, too, that Romania, to go to a church, the idea that there was a church, this was dangerous to go to a church in a country like that. So were you aware? I mean, I'm even amazed that you were able to go to a church, because I had relatives in East Germany, and this was heavily frowned upon, going to a church. You really will lose cultural status in that world if you go to church and identify that way.
You are perfectly right. In fact, when my client invited me to church, I found myself, when he invited me, without thinking, responded to him, yes, I'll come to your church. I was surprised because I knew that 6 months before the dictator declared himself a god and required all of us to worship him. But when God has a mission for you, you will do God's will. And also, I want to tell you that in Romania, President Ronald Reagan gave the most favored nation status to Romania that was a couple with respecting the human rights. Well, what the dictator did is he built a palace for himself and put Christians in jail. And when I started to defend the churches, I exposed him. And for that reason, he put me under interrogation daily, beaten me. My office and my home were full of microphones. The Securitate will come every minute, a day at night. So I became the target when I started to defend those churches and Christians.
It's an amazing thing. I mean, you were talking about Ronald Reagan. This shows the power that the United States has to change things around the world. When people wonder, why should I elect Donald Trump and not Joe Biden? If you care about people suffering, things that we hope we never suffer here, if you care about those people in China, wherever they are, you have to have a president in this country who knows that the power of the United States enables us to tell dictators, if you change this, we will give you this. If you don't change this, we won't give you this. Now, we know, as you say, it's a cat and mouse game. And often the dictators, they promise things and they don't do them. But I just want to be clear that the power of the United States is immeasurable. And sometimes we're so myopic in this country, we have no idea that we can change the course of other nations. And you experience this. We've just got a few seconds left in this segment, Virginia. But tell us, before we go to the break, you said Ceausescu actually wanted people in Romania to worship him. You hear about these things in North Korea, but Ceausescu was doing the same thing. To what extent?
Absolutely, he did the same thing, and you are absolutely right, the power of United States. Because when Ceausescu sent an assassin to my office to kill me, and by the grace of God, I shared the gospel and he accepted Christ. Later on, President Ronald Reagan, who wanted to take the most favored nation status from Romania, made a deal with a dictator and said, if you let Virginia, we'll give you.
Okay, okay, when we come back, we're going to get that story, folks. You're not going anyplace.
Secret notebook of Nikola Tesla with his most dangerous formulas could fall into the hands of evolutionary elite scientists.
His most amazing discoveries thought to be written in a lost journal. In the right hands, it could revolutionize the 21st century.
They want to start a new world order where elites rule and everyday people are not created equal.
Look out!
Now the elites plan to set off an earthquake under LA to take out world leaders.
There's an old brown battered notebook in my office at work. You have to find it, take it, and keep it hidden at all costs.
Let's just say there are a lot of enemies of the state interested in his research.
It's up to regular people to stop them. A grad student, a campus cop, a deaf army vet, and a group of live-action role players.
A vertical quake this size could collapse half of downtown.
Catch Final Frequency, playing exclusively on SalemNow.com or download the mobile app. For more information, visit FinalFrequencyFilm.com.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest.
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Virginia Prodan, P-R-O-D-A-N. The book is Saving My Assassin. Virginia, it's almost unbelievable, this amazing story that you tell in the book, Saving My Assassin. Ceausescu, the communist dictator, bloodthirsty monster, decided to have you murdered, to have you killed. He sends an assassin to your law office to murder you. You're a small woman. Tell us about this moment, because this is out of a movie. Tell us what happened.
Absolutely. as I defended Christian and human rights cases unknown to me when I was in Romania, those cases became part of the United Nations report on human rights violations and also on the reports of United States, Department of State's reports on human rights violations. And President Ronald Reagan wanted to take his most favored national statue they give to Romania away from dictator. So that was the end. So the dictator decided, we interrogated you, we beat you, we put under house arrest, we need to eliminate you. So he sent a so-called client to my office. And because they knew about my whereabouts, they had microphones in my office, he came exactly when my assistant was ready to leave for the office. So she invited him in the office as a new client, and she left for the day. The minute that my new client, my assassin, heard that she locked the door to the office, he pulled his jacket, took his gun, and pointed to my face and started to scream and say, I'm not your client, I'm here to kill you, and explain how the dictator sent him and how he's going to kill me. You can imagine my knee was shaking. I heard my stomach, my ears into my heart, into my ears. I thought that I'm gonna die. It was so much noise inside of me and outside of me. And also I heard the whisper of God saying, share the gospel. And as I watched my assassin, like a human, looking for the truth, I shared with him, I told him, I know you have a job, but I would love to help to share with you something. I was under 5 feet tall. I am still under 5 feet tall and 82 pounds. There was no way for me to fight with him. 6'10" tall, like a football player with a gun. But I just wanted to share the gospel with him, I thought, before I die. So he knowed it. And I started to tell him that many years I was in his place looking for the meaning of life. And I started to share the gospel word by word. He put the gun down. He noticed several times. And to make the story short, at the end, he accepted Christ.
I mean, this is so amazing. Have you do you know where this man is today? Is he still living?
A few years back, he came to United States in my office, in my law office here, because I went back to law school in Dallas, and I'm an attorney in America. I didn't recognize him until he showed me his Securitate ID, and for a few seconds, I relived that moment again. And he had a case for one of his kids here in United States. He heard about the fact that I am writing my book, and he asked me to let him write a chapter. So now you have a chapter in my book that is written by the dictator, by the assassin. And the wonderful thing is that he explained that he was young, and he was so mesmerized by the socialists and communists, by the free things and everything, and explain how they grab his soul and action, and how they made him a monster, and how God, as I shared with him the gospel, changed his life. So I would love for your audience to read the book, because it has all those perspectives.
People need to know this is real. I mean, we're not talking about some mythical thing. This was you, Virginia. You were there. You lived this. You were almost murdered by this zealous Marxist. And I think we need to be reminded there are Antifa people. There are many crazed people today who need what we have. They need God. They need the love of God. They need to know Jesus loves them. He doesn't just love us. He loves them. And he's zealous to reach them. And sometimes, I mean, I know that there are people who have confrontations with figures like you're describing. And to think that they're made in the image of God, that they're hungry for the same thing we are, even if they don't know it, Are you amazed that God whispered to you in that moment to share the gospel with this huge man pointing a gun at you?
No, I am not, because if people will read the book, they will hear how many times I said. For example, let me give you, I believe that God trained me in all these hard circumstances. I was in the interrogation room, and I was beaten before he came to kill me by the securitate, and they were big guys with guns and everything, hitting my head to the table, my back to, I was exhausted, full of blood. And I heard the Lord saying, tell them that I love them. And I looked straight into their eyes and I said, I don't like what you're doing, but God loves you. And I choose to love you. They had to turn their face because they were crying.
I want to come back to this moment. Folks, talking to Virginia Prodan, the book is Saving My Assassin. I'm talking to Virginia Prodan, P-R-O-D-A-N. The book is Saving My Assassin. Virginia, you were just sharing. Go back. You said before this man, this assassin, was sent to murder you, sent by the dictator, the communist dictator in Romania, Ceausescu. Before that, you had been interrogated many times. You had been beaten. It's horrible for us to think of a young woman being beaten by thugs. But you said even in those moments, you shared Jesus with these people trying to harm you physically. You said they turned away weeping. Tell us about that. I mean, this is amazing.
I remember they always wanted to ask me to sign some papers to tell the world that I'm crazy, that I'm not mentally, as a lawyer to defend, that I invented all. And I keep saying, no, 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 I cannot do this. And they will hit my head at the table. I'll be full of blood, or they will hit me to the walls. And it was many times very hard to breathe. But they had guns all over, including on them. They were 6 feet tall. I was under five. I'm still am under five, 82 pounds. And they were just encouraging there. And I heard the Lord saying, tell them that I love them. So I looked straight into their eyes and I said, I don't like what you're doing, but God loves you and I choose to love you. And they turned their heads away from me because they were crying. The love of God will reach everyone. If you don't know anything, if you hate those Antifa or people that don't agree with us or even make fun of you, it's time to change your perspective. Please do it. You will see the hand of God in you and around you. Pray for them. Show them their love of Christ, because Christ is the one that will change their lives forever.
Think about it. I mean, this is real. This is not some perspective. You hear God speaking to you. You obey in the midst of this evil, this violence, and it works. They are weeping. In other words, the idea that these are some monsters, they're human beings. And they're maybe, who knows why they're there, what they're thinking, we don't know. But the idea to remind us that that thugs on the street today are no different. This doesn't mean that we don't need to protect ourselves and we don't need to do what's right. But the idea that we can reach them in a way that no one can reach them. I mean, you know, it's important for somebody who believes as you do. When did the book Saving My Assassin come out? I know it's just a few years.
Yes, I almost forgot about 2017.
Yeah, I know it's just about 4 years ago because we had you on the program not long after. So we only have a few minutes left, but talk about what you see happening in America today. I mean, to come from Ceausescu's dictatorship, communist dictatorship, to see Ceausescu killed, to see freedom come to the Soviet
formerly Soviet countries, and then to come to America and to see these things finding a foothold here. What are you thinking?
Sometimes a few years ago, I used to pinch myself to think, are you back in Romania? No, it's not America. It's not America, you know. I believe that the power to change America starts with us. When you practice your faith, when you in love and in truth walk with Christ and share the love of Christ, even with your enemies, we are mocked, we are told different things, but if we don't act and don't stand up, we will end up like in Romania, because they started with the government will come and knock on your door for vaccination. The next step it's going to be, it's not going to be anymore a warrant for the police or for the government to come in your house. It's going to be, they will come like they used to come in my house in Romania. So, but the most important thing for us as Christian to believe and to do is we are going to a situation like this because it's the best opportunity for us as Christians to shine for Christ. We are in the winning team. Christ never lost a battle. This is why I won the battle against a powerful dictator, because I was guided, protected by Christ. The Bible tells us there is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. Come on, be in the winning team. Don't be in the loser. Be a victorious before you see the victory in front of you. Because God is the one. It's a battle, but God needs people like you and me to stand up and to share with others, even with the ones that will not like us. If you want to change America, let God change you and let God change America through you.
You know, I want to say there's so many people I know who listen to this program who believe in freedom, who love America, but they haven't turned the corner in terms of accepting God into their hearts. And I want to say to those people, folks, you've heard enough. You understand that the God we're talking about, he's the God, he's the one who gave us the freedom that we have experienced in America, that people around the world dream about. That's a God thing. That is not something the founders came up with, some Enlightenment idea. Those were involved, the Enlightenment ideas. But the point is that it is the God of history who created this country to be free, to be a light shining around the world, so that people in places like Romania and the Soviet Union and East Germany, where my mother came from, they look to America as a hope, thinking that maybe the Americans will have a great president who will fight for us, as Reagan did and as Trump did. We have that ability, but I just want people to understand God is behind these things. Open your heart to him, folks. Virginia, we could talk for days. I just want to say thank you, because your book says it all. Folks, Saving My Assassin is the book. Her story is in here. It's a true story. Virginia, what is your website?
My website is virginiaprodanbooks.com.
Okay.
And people can buy books directly from my website.
virginiaprodanbooks.com. Virginia, thank you, my friend. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Alvin, I'm on vacation. I just want you to know.
I know.
I'm not here right now. I know. We're both on vacation, so we've pre-recorded some fun stuff.
Yeah.
And we're just playing it randomly.
We are.
Okay, I want to say this because I don't remember when I last said this. People know about MyPillow.com, and they know they should use the code ERIC there. If you want to support this program, since we have been sued by, I can't talk about it right now, but that's a fact. Also, we've been deplatformed from YouTube, losing a lot of money that way. If you want to help us, please patronize our advertisers.
Yes.
Who would they be? That would be MyPillow.com. Use the code ERIC. And by the way, we can rave and rave about that stuff. We've already raved. No joke. You want a towel that does its job, go to MyPillow.com, order the towels, MyPillow.com, use code ERIC. But I want to say MyStore.com. We are working to get all of my books at MyStore.com. If you want to buy them from someplace that's not one of those other places, so you go to MyStore.com. But I want to say this.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have Bonhoeffer posters there.
That's great.
I got the rights to the photo on my Bonhoeffer book. That's the photo of when he was like 18 years old, which is kind of weird because he looks older because he's balding already. But it's this sort of iconic photo of him, and it says, "Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. Mm. Not to act is to act. Not to speak is to speak. God will not hold us guiltless." Now, they don't even know if Bonhoeffer actually said that. So you can just say that I said it and I attribute it to him, or it's going to be in the film about Bonhoeffer. But the point is, these posters are going to be available very soon. They may be available now when we air this, but go to mystore.com. And I got to tell you, I'm very excited. These are gorgeous posters, folks, and they're going to be very cheap to buy. Use the code ERIC.
Yeah.
I also have to say, are getting
Nutramedics real quick, too. Nutramedics.
Okay, Nutramedics. I take that every day.
Yeah, so
and,
do I.
And I want to say to people who are worried about their immune systems, they're worried about getting some kind of, I don't know, Delta variant of the flu or something like that. You want to boost your immune system. Now, this is kind of basic, right? People say, I need to wear a mask. No, no. Boost your immune system. Be healthy generally. So you want to take vitamin C. You want to take vitamin D. You want to take zinc. All those things you can get at Nutramedics.com. 50% of their profits, more than 50%, go to help missions organizations. So we need to direct our dollars to the places where we want to direct them. So if you're buying melatonin or stevia or any number of things, we'd like you to go to Nutramedics.com. You can help the program. You can help yourself. You can help Nutramedics. And most importantly, you can help missions organizations because that's what Nutramedics is all about.
And you get a big percentage off
if you use the code. What's the code again? Wait, don't tell me.
Don't tell me.
Don't tell me. What's the code? Oh, man. It's a four-letter word beginning with Eric. It begins with the letter Eric. Yeah, four-letter word beginning with Eric. I don't know the rest of it. So use the code. I got to say another thing since we're doing advertisements here. My book Is Atheism Dead is coming out soon. I'm going to beg everybody on this program to pre-order copies. The only way to get on the bestseller lists is if you have huge pre-orders. And I'm betting that most people listening to this program want a copy of this book, because when you find out what's in it, you're going to go, oh, I need to know that. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I've not been as excited about a book as I am about this. There's stuff in here that's going to help you in your faith. If you don't have faith, your mind will be blown when you read the book. But Is Atheism Dead? You can pre-order it right now. But we're going to get you a message of where you can pre-order it at a really low price. And I want you to know, I just want to put you on notice that it's not going to be at mystore.com because it's a brand new book. But I want you to think about pre-ordering it. We'll tell you how to do that in the future. But it's very, very important to get it on the bestseller list. And I just think that if you can get a book like this on the bestseller list, this is not about me, ladies and gentlemen. This is about getting the truth out to people. And when a book's on the bestseller list, people who wouldn't normally read that book will be, you know, inclined to check it out. So you can help. I hope I don't sound self-serving. I probably do, but that's not my intention.
Thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.